Well, I think we can start now. Welcome everyone to our first meeting program working group for Hyderabad. Well, we have some few points to go through the agenda. The first one is regarding what happened in Helsinki. So I would like to know your opinion. What, for the ones who could attend, How did you feel this meeting the event? Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now, Sana?
Yes, a little bit better.
Ah, okay. I'll try to speak louder then. I have my
Thank you.
Phone right up to my mouth. So I wanted to know your opinion regarding meeting B, as in the layout for the policy forum.
Okay, I'll start then. It's Katrina here. Well, I think it was very packed, but for the season, so it worked out okay. I think I'm very glad that we insisted on having parallel cross-community sessions, because as several people mentioned the last session, it was very bad not to have any other option than discussing GNSO stuff. So we had to fight very, very hard, but I'm glad to see that, well, at least some parallel sessions we did manage to squeeze in. Well, I hope that next time we'll have more parallel sessions, and especially those interesting for CCNSO people. I don't know, I think that's mostly it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. Regarding the fact thing, I also thought it was a little bit packed, but surprisingly, people talked to me during the meetings in between, saying that they thought it was very much relaxed, and that they did have time to attend every session they did want to go, so it was a little bit confusing on that part. But anyway, someone else? Any opinion? Maybe Patricio?
I was unmuting my microphone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, I think it will take some time to get used to this format, and I'm still holding my judgment on the coming meeting, but I think it worked out pretty well. Location was good, and I think it was a good meeting.
All right. Unless someone else has any other opinion, I think also it was a success for being the first time that we changed the format. Can we go, please, Yoke or Kim, to the feedback on feedback?
Absolutely. I'll bring it up on the camera.
Thank you very much. Sanas is good meeting format. I thought it was really nice, actually, to have the cross-community people, not people, but sessions auspiced by us, and having people coming into a room and interacting with us a little bit more. I think it was very nice for a change. So here we are with our feedback. We are a little bit disappointed that we got only 8 responses for the survey. Talking a little bit with Yoke, we think that at least the paper format was not successful because we had to run from our room to the cross community in the very last day of our meeting. So I don't know how many online answers were there. You okay?
Alejandra, this is Yoko speaking. There were 7 online answers and 1 paper.
Ah, 1 paper. So even worse. Thank you, Yoko. So we are thinking that maybe it's not such a good idea to bring the paper format because I will tell you later, we will have somehow the same format for our meeting. So what do you think about the paper format?
I think let's save the trees.
I agree. Does someone know why people didn't answer the survey? Have you talked to anyone? Maybe they just didn't have anything to say. Yes, Anna, please.
Hello, this is Anna speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I don't know the reason why people didn't answer the survey, but I'm also very disappointed with the amount of 8 answers, and I believe we need to figure out how to motivate people better to answer the surveys. I don't know the answer for that, but I think we should think about that more closely, and I also agree that the paper format is not necessary. That's all.
Thank you, Sana. Regarding motivation, we were thinking about having some sort of gift. I don't know what kind of gift, but maybe if the people enter online, they could get some sort of code or... I don't know. A thing that they can show us that they did answer the survey. But they will only get the gift during the meeting. Otherwise, it will be until the next meeting. I don't know. Any ideas on how to motivate people on answering the survey? Yes, Katrina?
Hello?
I think that if they don't want to give feedback, that most probably they are happy. And another thing, maybe we should go into the wild and talk to people and so get feedback directly from them. Just
okay.
not trying to force them to fill in this online feedback form. It's, the main idea for us is to get out of people's information what they really want. And either we use an online tool or paper questionnaires or we talk to people directly. So if at the end of the day we get some feedback and some good ideas, I think we do not need to force them.
Okay, Katrina, thank you very much. It will be a little bit of a challenge for us to approach a lot of people, but we can try, definitely. Sana, you have your hand up. Is it a new one?
Yes, it's a new one. Could we use the CCNSO cocktails somehow for gathering the answers? Because that is a place where people talk and are relaxed and they could probably be open to answer. What if we as a working group members would have a questionnaire for 3 to 5 questions and we ask directly from people face to face to answer the questions, and each of us has a goal to gather, let's say, 10 different answers or something like that. I like the idea of face-to-face talking, what Katriina suggested, with the same kind of digital questionnaire also.
Well, Sun, I think that it's a very good idea to bring, well, to gather people in the cocktail and, well, not gather them, but approach them in the cocktail and ask the questions, a few questions. Very good idea. We should, of course, organize, as in who is attending, and then see the few questions we are going to ask and later give a very brief report, maybe an email or something. I really agree with your idea. Of course, the CCNSO cocktail, it's usually on the first day of our meeting, so we will have half the way through when the cocktail is, but still, I like it very much because we will get a little bit more feedback than right now. So Patricio is saying here in the chat that, let me go a little bit up. In the education field, people are finding that instant feedback works best. We should keep trying to get people to rate a session at the end of the session. Let me see. I am looking into something called Plickers. Looks pretty cool. Well, Patricio, I agree. We were thinking about doing it in the Adobe room since the presentation is already been well shown there, and Kim was looking into the instant survey also, but we said we wouldn't do that because I don't remember. Can someone remind me?
No, it worked very well, but we just did not we need to prepare questions in advance, and then Kim can just shoot them in a Adobe room.
I think one of the concerns was indeed that the input might not be that qualitative, similar as to what you wrote in the chat window, that the questions need to be short and concise, and therefore the answers as well.
Well, at least we could get a little bit more information, since that was one of our questions, which was your favorite presentations or so. We can please rate this presentation from 1 to 5 regarding interest or usefulness or something like that. It's better to nothing, I guess. Of course, if people are not saying anything, we are assuming that they are happy with the with the result, but still I think we should have more numbers. So I have a hero.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I may have missed that. How many responses in average for the past meetings before Helsinki? For Helsinki, we have 8, but before that, we have a lot more.
Well, not a lot, but if I remember correctly, we have an average of 14, maybe 15.
Okay, not bad. So it's around the half. So if we received too few responses for Helsinki, we need to think about the difference between Helsinki and the other past meetings.
Well, the only actual difference that we had is that we had the paper survey format, so and it was online also. That didn't change. The thing is that even though several reminders were sent, people just didn't respond.
I see.
So now, Katrina, please.
Yeah, well, I think that Hiro is right in his approach. So what's different? Different meeting format, different, probably not all people who normally respond were there, because I think that Some people didn't make it to the meeting. But frankly, and I also agree with Barak's comment, it's a routine now. So probably people who just responded several times before, they just got tired and said, oh, come on, everything's fine, I don't wanna respond anymore. I wouldn't be so obsessed with numbers, really. I think it's better to get qualitative information than a quantitative one. But yeah, I had another aspect I wanted to mention, but yeah, I forgot them. Sorry. Maybe something will come back, but at this point, yes, thanks.
Okay, if you remember, just let me know. I agree with you, Katrina. Of course, quality is better than numbers. So for our next edition of the survey, well, I'm open for suggestions. We could try just for the sake of it to do the online survey on the Adobe Room regarding ratings from 1 to 5, and that's it, to see if people actually go into the room and do it. If they don't, then we just forget it. And also, I would like to try Sana's suggestions, as in the CCNSO cocktail. We talked to people regarding format, agenda, and everything we do for the meeting, to see if there's anything that they would like to change or some suggestions for improvement. Is that okay with everyone? Oh, Katrina, you have your hand up.
Yes, because I remembered. Actually, it was a concern, not a suggestion. The concern was regarding the proposal to rate each presentation from 1 to 5. I think we shouldn't discourage people from participating presenting. Okay, maybe this time this presentation was not interesting. Next time it might be. And if we see, if people see that their work, their presentations are ranked, well, for example, they get one from somebody, it can get really discouraging. Therefore, I would rather see people pointing to the top three greatest presentations than ranking each and every presentation. But just a concern. Thanks.
No, you're totally right, Katrina. I honestly didn't think about the negative side of doing that. So, okay, let's think about it, and then we can set a strategy, or if we think it's not a good idea, then we just don't do it. So I have here from Barak, he said, we need to find an innovative way of collecting the feedback. I agree with you, Barak. So if this is a homework for everyone, if you have any ideas or suggestions, please send an email to the list, so we can look into them, and then in our next call we can discuss which one we are going to do. So, Katrina, you still have your hand up? Do you have any?
That's an old one. Yep.
Okay, no problem. So, let me see. Patricia agrees that he wouldn't rate individual presentations, but whole sessions. I agree with you also, Patricia. I've seen, for example, all the legal session, the CCTLD news session. It's a good idea. So, next. Well, the feedback was sent to you, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Yoki, did we send it?
Alexandra, this is Yoko. Yes, absolutely. We sent it a few hours ago.
Ah, okay. Well, it was a little bit shorter to the meeting, so I would like you please have a look into it, and if there is any comment, anything you would like to change, please send me an email, because I will send these feedback on feedback, let's say it's Wednesday, at the latest on Monday, so you can have a look, and, well, if you agree, then I'll send it. Katrina, you have your hand up?
New one. It's about the feedback. Thanks a lot. I read it. I would suggest that we add some words of thanks to those who did reply to the feedback so that they feel appreciated for providing this feedback. Probably also mention that we will go out into the wild and start interviewing people to get even more feedback. So this is just something that we discussed.
So it's a warning?
yes, could be a warning, yes. And another thing is that if you could scroll a little bit down where we had these best rated presentations. Yes, which three presentations from the marketing legal were most informative. I think here we also should thank those presenters for their great presentations, for their contribution to the greatness of the CCNSO meetings. That's,
do you mean as in thanking individuals?
No, I mean, that's, yes, just not thank only those who provided feedback, but yes, we totally agree. Thanks a lot to all the presenters and blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, some words of courtesy and...
it's there. That's why I'm asking. If you can see in the thank you, it says...
yeah, but that's thank you is to those who responded to the survey. I mean that you thank those who presented, who were rated...
Exactly. It says we take this opportunity to thank all the presenters on marketing, legal...
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
No problem.
Probably move it a little bit...
to have the response with the question.
Yeah, well...
In the same page. Okay.
Have it, No, I mean... we take this opportunity to thank, move this to the beginning of the...
to the beginning of the response.
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do that.
Thanks. Yeah.
Let me see. I have something here in the chat. It says... Here's some music. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
You can still hear you, Alejandra.
It says, Barak, just wanted to note that there is too much work with little play in the new format. Hence, fatigue due to information overload. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to scroll with the chat, but it's written out there. So, also, Barak says we should strive to make decisions unpredictable and exciting. Recall how Peter Vergotti handled the decision in Morocco. And, of course, he agrees that... we should thank our presenters as well, and also Andrej agrees. We were discussing with Joke that we should try to coach a little bit more the chairs of the session, so we can somehow make it a little more interactive or at least, I wouldn't say prepared, because that's not the word I'm looking for, but to follow the chairs a little bit more before the meeting, so they can also introduce something else to the session, so it can be innovative or unpredictable, as you're saying, Barak. Anyway, I need to move now to the to our next meeting. So can we see the high level overview, please? Thank you very much. Well, I was hoping to see the...
Would you like me to pull up the draft agenda, Alejandro?
That will be later. I just wanted to see, like, the days that we have for the meeting. That it starts on Thursday, and then it ends on Wednesday, I think, or... The one that it's put in the ICANN website. That one. Thank you very much. So this is the block schedule. I'm hoping that you have seen it already. Just to let you know that the meeting will start on Thursday, Friday. As in the intra-community work, I'm guessing it's the working groups when they meet internally. And on Saturday, we're having the opening ceremony, the public forum. Then Sunday and Monday are the days that we are interested in. It's where we will have our meeting days. And finally, on Tuesday, it's the second public forum. And I'm honestly not sure how Wednesday will be used, because it says ACOAC's wrap-ups and intra-community work. Maybe there are some other working groups meeting on that day. So now, for us, so you know, Tech Day will take place on Saturday, because we are following our traditional format, as in having the Tech Day on the day of the opening ceremony. And then on Sunday and Monday are our meeting days. If you can see there in the blog schedule, it says cross-community work on Sunday. So I'm not sure if we have any news regarding those cross-community works, as if they will be like in meeting B, that we need to agree with other communities on topics to discuss. Do we have anything on that, Yoki or Kim?
Hi, Alejandra, this is Yoki. Maybe I can start. As far as I know, there's no news yet, but there will be further updates soon. Kim, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Kim, do you have anything to add? I'm not sure if Kim is speaking. I cannot hear her.
I cannot hear either, Alejandra, but if there's any news, I will let you know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. The thing is that maybe we should be prepared to, again, agree on some of the subjects to be discussed in those cross-community slots. Otherwise, we are thinking, of course, of having our own, in case, again, it's everything about GNSO and GTLDs. So we are going to prepare our agenda, accordingly. So for now, we have a very tentative draft on how these days might look. So now, yes, please, Yoki, can you please upload the tentative agenda? This is, of course, clarify things for us. We have our fixed sessions. There we go. So, of course, we have an introduction. We will have working group updates. I'm sure we need to talk about the PDP, as Bart and Becky told us that we need to do this in Hyderabad. The IANA update, CCTLD news, and we need to continue, of course, on implementation of the CWG stewardship proposals. And now we have some cross-community sessions that were suggested. This one is a continuation of the operational side of ICANN. People, as far as I know, were very pleased with this cross-community session, and even the panel was very pleased to be in our room and to have that conversation with us. So we would like to have a second or a continuation of that meeting. And that is for this date. Can someone scroll this, please, for me? A little bit. Thank you. And a little bit soon, because it's really small. Thank you. Okay, so also our legal session, as always. One of the, subjects or themes that were also proposed for this meeting, it's accountability. So we are including a slot on accountability. I would say we should include accountability on the CCNSO, as in what we are looking for, what we are doing about it, and also accountability in general. Our regular update on regional organizations, marketing, and then another cross-community session that we are proposing. There's a study going on right now within ICANN regarding the DNS Health Index. This is also something that it's just an idea. We don't have anything yet on it. But people are very interested in that, and we would like to auspice it. So that's a very high overview of what we are thinking right now on how the agenda should look like, and I would like your comments. If any. Sana says that the agenda looks good and normal. So, thank you. I'm waiting. People are typing in the chat room. So, Andre is asking, will there be any topic for the marketing session? Yes and no. I'm saying yes and no because we have been discussing with Yoke of having topics for the sessions, I think for the legal session and for the marketing session. And I do agree it will be a good idea, but also we should be open to, well, if we cannot meet this topic with all the presenters that want to, well, present at the session, then I think we should keep an open mind of not having a topic if that comes to be. And well, as and the legal, as I told you, it's the same thing. Do you have any topics to suggest for those sessions, Andre? Yes, Jorge.
Hi, Alejandra, this is Jorge. I just would like to add to that this focused approach and having a focus point on which we would develop the program helps us to treat certain topics more in depth. And this would also help a little bit with the professionalism of drafting the entire agenda. So instead of a general call for volunteers, it would be rather more focused and inviting people directly to present instead of the open call for for volunteers that we used to have in the past.
Okay, I agree. Yes, Sana?
Hello, this is Sanna speaking. I like the idea of topics, even though I found them very difficult to figure out what the topic could be. I think that sending out the emails where we search for presentations, a topic would help definitely, so people could think that, okay, do I have something to tell about this topic? So in that point of view, I think it's a good, actually very good idea. But on the other hand, it's hard to figure out what could be a good topic, because the regional organizations, for example, center meetings, which I attend, we have topics and we have gone through so many issues. So I'm afraid that it will narrow the focus too much if the topic is not good. But maybe we can figure out what is a good topic. Maybe we can do that. If we can do it, it's a good idea. That's all.
Thank you, Sana. I totally agree with you, and my suggestion would be that we should have a little brainstorming on those through the list. As I was telling Andre on the chat room, let's propose some topics from here to, I don't know, how about a week? Still the next Wednesday, let's just brainstorming the list, have the ones that we like most, and then we can decide so we can start the call for presentations. Barak is agreeing, I think, and he also had his hand up. So please, Barak. I can barely hear you, Barak.
Hello, can you hear me now?
No.
Very, very Hello? Faintly.
Okay, I wanted to suggest maybe before every meeting if we can identify the top 10 issues affecting CTLDs globally and focus the topic of discussion around what we members vote as the key issue that we should discuss.
Okay, I will try to repeat what you said because I think I got it. You were saying that we should gather the top 10 issues at the end of every meeting. Is that correct?
Before every meeting.
Ah, before every meeting. Okay. How,
yes.
As in top 10 in general?
Yes, in the CCTLD world.
Ah, okay. Of CCTLD wise. Okay, yes, I agree. It should be our task to gather those hot topics that are for the interest of the CCTLD world. And Yoke has her hand up.
Yes, Alejandra, if I may quickly add that it's indeed an excellent opportunity to start brainstorming about topics that might be relevant. I think that we have some ideas already as well within the CCNSO Secretariat of what might work. So I would not overact on this. Let's give ourselves enough time to make sure that we come up with a good agenda, with good topics, before sending out any call for presentations. So if we could have some brainstorming on the list by next Wednesday, that would be great, allowing us to evaluate things behind the screens as well. That would be much appreciated.
Totally agree with you, Yoke. We should have the topic set before sending the call for volunteers. And if you, as in the Secretariat, already have some topics, maybe you can start the brainstorming as in we have these ideas and then we can all reply to those from here to next Wednesday so we can have our hot topics for the sessions. Sana says, let's do brainstorming, and Katrina smiles, so I think she agrees. Yoke, do you still have your hand up? Can you want to add something else?
It's an old hand, thank you.
Okay. And Barak says he agrees with the Adobe Room tick. I don't know how to call that. Thank you, Barak. So, we have homework. Let's please brainstorm on this so we can plan more on the legal, marketing, and CCTLD news session. Thank you very much. Let me see. We still have some time, but I think we have covered all the agenda by now. Is there any other business? Anything anyone would like to say? Yes, Yoke.
Yeah, Alejandra, just one thing that I wanted to add regarding a marketing session. And we were discussing earlier the topic of the DNS Health Index, which is very closely linked together with the topic of the second cross-community session that we proposed on Monday.
Yes.
So do you think this is something that could be combined or at least linked, the marketing session and the cross-community session?
I do think it makes sense to link them, but the order of the sessions, it's a little bit odd because maybe in the marketing session we will talk about good strategies to improve the DNS Health Index, but that's prior to the cross-community session, so we are giving advice on something we haven't discussed yet. But I don't know, maybe it could work. What does everyone think? Does it make sense? You can use the button in the Adobe Room to say yes or no.
Alejandra, I'm not sure I understood the question. Does what make sense, linking both marketing and the cross-community session, or what
exactly
was the question?
Yes. That was the question, if it makes sense. To me, it makes sense. Only the order, it's a little bit not in our favor, because I think the subjects should be discussed before giving the marketing either advice or example. But anyway, it can be done before. Sana says that, well, she doesn't know. To me, it does make sense, but I would prefer to have the cross-community session before the marketing session. But anyway, no one says anything else, so let's think a little bit about it, and let's brainstorm it during this week in the list. Maybe we can decide on that then. Is that okay, Yoke?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Any other business? Yoke, you still have your hand up. Is that a new hand? Okay.
Sorry about that. Oh. I took it down.
No problem. Okay, no more comments. I think we can wrap it up a little bit early so you can have 12 more minutes of your day back to you. Thank you very much for joining, and please, please, please do your homework and talk to you soon. Thank you.